live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening with the Highland Radio News at 5:30. I'm Ryan Brawley. A look at the headlines. An emergency sitting of the Dáil has voted to extend temporary excise cuts on petrol and diesel by 104 votes to 49. The number of adults registered as homeless in Donegal fell in July compared to a month prior. Future Energy Ireland has announced plans to develop a battery energy storage facility in East Donegal, and there were multiple incidents for police to deal with in Derry last night. All these stories in full and more coming up, and we'll have a full update of all the sport with Mark Gallagher at 5:45. But first, an emergency sitting of the Dáil has voted to extend temporary excise cuts on petrol and diesel by 104 votes to 49. The reductions will be phased out, with the duty returning to its original rate between the beginning of November and the end of February. The current cut amounts to 32 cents a litre on diesel, 27 cents on petrol, and more than 7 cents on green diesel. Taoiseach and Finance Minister Simon Harris says the government is continuing to monitor the situation closely.
We look at the international situation, we look at the global energy markets, we look at the price of the pumps, and we take decisions based on the circumstances that actually exist at the time, not predictions that people endeavour to make many, many months in advance. The decision taken by government this week provides certainty for September, certainty for October.
Speaking during the special Dáil sitting, Donegal TD and Sinn Féin finance spokesperson Piers Doherty says this is essentially just a delaying tactic.
There is no way, when these prices remain sky high, that I could return to my constituents and look them in the face and say that I voted to make your life harder, because that is exactly what you're doing. The real impact of this motion here today is, yes, we have forced you and the public have forced you into delaying the September and October increase, but it is 6 weeks of a reprieve. That is all it is. And that is an example of the government not understanding the pressure that people are under, the length and breadth of this debt.
100% redress leader Charles Ward hit out at the government's record on energy.
Electricity bills have risen between 75 and 85% since 2020, while home heating oil has increased by up to 50% in the last 6 months alone. There has been a rise in food bills, with family grocery trolleys now costing €225 compared to €150 in 2020. People have been abandoned. There is no plan in place. There needs to be a change in direction. If there is no change in direction, we will be coming in here trying to fix the mess that's been created.
The number of adults registered as homeless in Donegal fell in July compared to a month prior. New figures from the Department of Housing show 42 adults were recorded as homeless in the county at the end of July, two fewer than the previous month. Across the northwest, 177 adults were accessing emergency accommodation, an increase of 3.5% on June. The number of homeless families in the region fell by 1 to 33, while the number of children in emergency accommodation dropped by 6 to 62. Future Energy Ireland has announced plans to develop a battery energy storage facility in East Donegal. The Letchermore Energy Storage Project is located within the townlands of Letchermore and Ochilly, west of Drumkeen. Future Ireland is a wind energy developer established in 2021 as a standalone joint venture between Kilcha and the ESB. With more, here's Katie Gillen.
Future Energy Ireland says as the country continues to increase the amount of electricity generated from its renewable sources, such as wind and solar, long-duration energy storage will play an increasingly important role in ensuring that clean energy can be stored and used when it is needed. They say analysis indicates that multi-day energy storage could reduce wasted power and lower energy generation costs by more than 25% annually. This week, the company is delivering an introductory newsletter to homes adjacent to the proposed site, including a site study and projected timelines. Future Energy Ireland says it is committed to engaging closely with the local community throughout the development process and exploring opportunities for local economic and educational benefits. As part of the planning process, a range of environmental and technical assessments will be undertaken in the coming weeks, with the company intending to make a planning application in the final quarter of this year.
There were multiple incidents for police to deal with in Derry last night. First, police seized an e-scooter, which had been ridden illegally in the city. They're also appealing for information following the attempted theft of a car in the Waterside area last night. Donal Kavanagh has more.
At approximately 10:45 last night, it was reported that damage had been caused to a blue-coloured Volkswagen Arteon during an attempted theft of the vehicle at Crescent Link. Anyone who may have seen anything suspicious in the area or has CCTV or other footage is being asked to contact police. Meanwhile, police in the city cautioned a 17-year-old male in relation to the illegal use of an e-scooter on Strand Road last evening. Shortly after 11 o'clock, the teenager was seen travelling along a footpath on Strand Road. He was stopped and cautioned for having no licence or insurance for the vehicle. The e-scooter was seized and the young teenager will be reported to the Public Prosecution Service.
Elsewhere, two police officers have been injured after their police vehicle was rammed by a car in the Rosnagallia area. The armed support unit was called to the scene to apprehend the vehicle. A 23-year-old man was subsequently arrested on suspicion of a number of offences, including attempted grievous bodily harm with intent, dangerous driving, driving while disqualified, failing to stop for police, and possession of a Class A controlled drug. He remains in custody. With more, here's Maggie Chambers.
Police say officers from the district support team were carrying out patrols in the Waterside when they spotted a vehicle being driven without valid insurance. They also believe the driver was disqualified. Superintendent McIldowney says police signalled for the car to stop shortly after 8:30 in the area of the Foyle Bridge, but the driver failed to stop and drove towards the city centre. The vehicle was later seen entering the Rosnagallia Park area, where it was pursued by police. Officers say the driver then rammed the police vehicle several times, causing damage and injuring the two officers inside. Superintendent McIldowney says it's the second incident of a police vehicle being rammed this week. Two men have already been charged to court following a separate incident in Dunmurry near Belfast. Police say they will not tolerate reckless or dangerous driving and will continue to target those who pose a danger to the public.
Advice is being offered to parents of neurodivergent children and teachers as schools reopen over the next week. Aoife McShane is a neurodivergent coach and special education teacher based in Donegal. She focuses heavily on helping parents support neurodivergent children, including those who are autistic, have ADHD or a persistent drive for autonomy profile. Ms. McShane is asking schools to be mindful of the dynamics that make up a school year group.
Try and follow some good advice online. Nearly everybody is online these days. There are so many really good pages out there with great information for parents. Of course, everyone is welcome to follow my page, but there are others as well. Neurodiversity Ireland is a brilliant source of information for everyone. The second lot of advice I would offer would be for schools, and just for schools to be aware, and I know most of us are aware of this, but 25% of every school population is neurodivergent. And what we mean by neurodivergent is, you know, everything, autism, ADHD, OCD, anxiety disorders. So when you are looking at what you're going to do throughout the school year, bear that in mind. A quarter of the people in your building will need extra support. The second thing I would say to schools is invite your parents in. The parents of neurodivergent children are often sitting at home very anxious about what their child's school experience looks like, and you can have that conversation with them. You can tell them what you're already doing. It's so important. It will alleviate such anxiety in the home. And thirdly, for schools, if you're not using the RELATE framework, if your staff hasn't gotten a chance to do the RELATE training yet, I would strongly advise organising that for them, providing opportunity for your staff to download the RELATE document. It's all free. We're all supposed to be using it as the core of our practice now. That regulation first, connection first practice in our classrooms is so important for these children.
Sinn Féin says the British government cannot rule out a future referendum on a United Ireland. During his first official visit to Northern Ireland yesterday, UK Prime Minister Andy Burnham said a border poll was off the table, arguing that divisive referenda can distract from issues including the cost of living crisis and public services. However, on today's Greg Hughes show, Donegal Deputy Padraig McLaughlin stressed that the right to a referendum is contained in the Good Friday Agreement. He described Andy Burnham as a unionist, but said he believes the biggest blockage to a border poll at the moment is actually the Taoiseach.
Obviously, Andy Burnham supports the concept of the United Kingdom. He's a unionist prime minister. I don't think we've ever had any British prime minister that wasn't unionist. In recent times, we've had very significant assembly elections in Scotland and Wales. We have a first minister in Wales who is pro-Welsh independence. We play Cymru, and in Scotland, obviously the SNP have the First Minister. So you have two nationalist First Ministers, and there's no doubt that Andy Burnham had his eye on that. He actually referenced Brexit and the Scottish independence referendum in his comments, and I'm mindful too that he made his comments before he actually met with the political leaders. I know that obviously Mary Lou McDonald and Michelle O'Neill would have made it very clear to him that he has a clear responsibility under the Good Friday Agreements to responsibly prepare the ground and then to call that referendum. And indeed, the SDLP did the same. I think the biggest barrier to preparing responsibly for a United Ireland and for a referendum is actually our Taoiseach, Micheál Martin. He clearly, and we heard this from both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael TDs, who wanted to support the Sinn Féin legislation, which was very simple, that you prepare the ground responsibly, that you have a citizens' assembly, you have a green paper, that you, when people go to vote eventually, that they know exactly what it is they're voting for, what kind of health service, education system, and so on. And he even opposed that. So you can't expect the British Prime Minister saying any different.
The Be Emergency Ready campaign is launching today, encouraging households across the country to prepare for emergencies and periods of disruption. As part of the campaign, every household in Ireland will receive a dedicated emergency preparedness booklet from the end of September. The strategy follows the fallout of Storm Éowyn in January 2025 and is promoting three steps: be aware, make a plan, and stay connected. Defence Minister Helen McEntee says in Ireland, we have experienced storms, flooding, power outages and other emergencies that remind us of the importance of being prepared. More than 80% of public electric vehicle charging locations in Ireland were in urban areas at the end of last year. Figures from the Central Statistics Office show that there were 1,125 public charging locations nationwide in December 2025, with 920 of them in urban areas. In Donegal, there were 37 charging locations, providing a total of 97 charging points. Of those, 36 were fast charging points. Tributes have been made following the death of former Glenties councillor and Fianna Fáil senator Enda Bonner, who died yesterday at the age of 76. He served in the Shannon from 1997 until 2002 and was a member of Donegal County Council from 1999 until 2009. Taoiseach Micheál Martin has described him as a distinguished and widely respected public representative who cared for his community and was passionate about its improvement and development. Donegal TD Pat the Cope Gallagher says he's literally known Enda Bonner all his life.
I grew up with Enda Bonner in Dunloe. We played football together. We went to college in Galway together. And, of course, he was very much part of my team when I first stood for public office as a councillor in 1979. Some years later, Enda was appointed to the Senate as one of the 11 by the Taoiseach Bertie Ahern. Subsequent to that, he was elected to Donegal County Council and has served many, many years as a public representative in West Donegal. Enda, of course, was a very committed person to anything he did. He did it 100%. Of course, he was an accomplished Gaelic footballer, played with Dunloe, played with Donegal. Remember him coming on in the 1972 All-Ireland semi-final against Galway in Croke Park. And it was committed to his family, Phyllis and his son Patrick, his daughters Elaine, Elizabeth and his grandchildren, whom he adored.
He was an accountant by profession, and it's fair to say he brought that forensic level of examination of figures into his public service as well. No one ever brought a report into Donegal County Council where Enda Bonner was in that chamber and got away with dodgy figures, because Enda Bonner scrutinised everything.
Well, he has had been an accountant all his life with his practice in Letterkenny, and any time there were any debates about issues that related to figures, Enda, of course, was first to his feet.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, your home for GAA gear.
It is 14 minutes to 6 here in Highland Radio, and it's time to go over to the sports desk and say good evening to Mark Gallagher.
Thanks, Ryan. Good evening. We'll start with motorsport. The action is continuing on day one of Rally Paraguay in the World Rally Championship. Derry driver Josh McAleen has made a brilliant start in his Ford Puma. McAleen sits in second spot, 23.9 seconds behind the Hyundai of leader Hayden Padden. Welshman Elfin Evans is third in his Yaris Rally 1. The Fermanagh Donegal crew of John Armstrong and Shane Byrne are seventh in their Ford Puma. They're through four of the eight stages today, and the rally continues over the weekend. In soccer, Finn Harps travel to the capital to face UCD in the SSE Airtricity League First Division tonight. UCD are second in the league and eyeing up a tilt at promotion back to the top flight, while struggling Harps are rock bottom and on a streak of 7 straight defeats. Harps have had huge problems defensively and have conceded 13 in their last 3 outings. Former manager Anthony Gorman says with centre-half Conor Turris out injured, it's a chance for new leaders to emerge.
The loss of Conor Turris to a long-term injury as well has made that defensive situation very, very difficult, because over the last number of years, I mean, Conor's been the real talisman for that football team, not only from a defensive point of view, but with his ability to pop up and get important goals. But from another point of view, I mean, I think it's an opportunity for Joel Bradley-Walsh to step up, and, you know, he's shown a lot of potential over the last number of seasons, and like, we were fortunate enough to have him for a period at Letterkenny Rovers where he excelled at that level. So it's an opportunity for him now to become a leader in that defensive unit, and you know, he's played enough games now where he should be sort of rallying the troops, if you like, and playing and showing with the experience that he's had over the last number of years, and they're showing real leadership, and it could really benefit Joel in the long term.
In other First Division games, Cork City play Wexford at Turner's Cross. Cove host Longford, Bray are away to Athlone, and Kerry face Treaty in the Munster Derby. In the Premier Division tonight, St Pat's host Waterford, Galway take on Shelburne, while Dundalk go to neighbours Drogheda. In the Irish League, Premiership leaders Coleraine will aim to move 4 points clear at the top of the standings when they play Portadown. And in the NAFL Championship, Strabane play Newington in Limavady. History will be made this weekend as Donegal teams Coghill Celtic, Letterkenny Rovers and Bonagie United all begin their journey into senior football when they compete in round 1 of the inaugural FAI National League, widely dubbed as the third tier of the League of Ireland. Tomorrow, Coghill and Letterkenny are away to Galway sides Mairview United and Salt Hill Devon respectively. Bonagie meanwhile are at home to Home Farm of Dublin with a 5 o'clock kickoff at Dry Arch Park tomorrow. Let's hear from all three managers now. Firstly, you're going to hear the voice of Bonagie United manager Declan Lynch, then Letterkenny Rovers manager Stephen McConnell, and finally Coghill Celtic boss Gavin Cullen.
The key word would be excited. Everyone's excited. The players, the coaches, the club, because it's a new step and the new level for the club, and the preparation's under our belt now, and we're just excited to get going here on Saturday.
It's massive for the club, it's massive for the town, but yeah, it's something I'm looking forward to, and I suppose over the last few years, with the success that we've had, we've built towards us, and we've had a few successful years, so yeah, I think this is the next challenge for us now, and I think we're ready for it.
We had to go for it. There's no point in standing still or going backwards, as I say, so it's a challenge. It's challenges for the players, challenges for the managers, but look, it's something that we're really proud to have to be here, and really, really proud of the achievements we've had over the last 10, 12 years, you know.
Cross-channel in the Premier League, Crystal Palace welcome Manchester City to Selhurst Park this evening. New signing Ayoub Bouati could make his debut for Enzo Maresca's side after joining from Lille midweek. There's an 8 o'clock kickoff for the first of this weekend's games. Nottingham Forest boss Oliver Glasner believes their new club record signing Liam Delap is the perfect player for them. Delap, who has family ties in Letterkenny, made the switch to the City ground in a transfer from Chelsea for £50 million this week. Glasner says he's very pleased with their new striker.
I think before he picked Chelsea, I think everybody in the Premier League wanted Liam after his amazing season at Ipswich, and we were looking for a striker, of course, with physicality and especially with pace and runs in behind.
In Gaelic games, the Derry Senior Championship is up and running, and round 1 continues this evening with Kilray facing Newbridge and Owen Begg at 7:30. And it is semi-final weekend in the Donegal Hurling Championships. This evening at intermediate level, Ibra Ballyshannon face Buncrana at the Donegal GAA Centre in Convoy at 7:15. The senior semi-finals take place tomorrow at O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny. And there's one Donegal Senior Football Championship clash this weekend. Kilcare host Four Masters tomorrow from 2 o'clock. 5 games in the Cavan Senior Football Championship have been forced to change venue. That follows what's been described as a major incident at Breffni Park, where the games were originally scheduled to take place. It has been reported that a fire has forced the venue to close its doors for the weekend. Finally, in golf, Kenise Green sits on 5 under par after her second round at the Women's Irish Open. She's the best Irish golfer in the field so far, but still 10 shots off leader Cassandra Alexander. A short time ago, Rory McIlroy was 1 over par overall through 3. three holes on day two of the Tour Championship. The Masters winner started the day six shots off the lead after yesterday's round of 68 at East Lake. Minwoo Lee leads in Atlanta on 8 under par. That is all from the Sports Desk for today. I'll be back on Saturday Sport tomorrow from 2 o'clock. Ryan.
Thank you very much, Mark. Agus anois an nuacht le Colm Fairter.
Sé mhór maithas Colm Fairter anseo in na príomhscéaltaí. Tá na leor ar gearrlastaí na gcomórtas litirse fógartha ag an oireachtas arís an seachtain seo. Le seart leor ar gearrlastaí gradam i thuil amháin, seart leor ar gearrlastaí gradam de Bhailríthe, agus cúig leor ar gearrlastaí gradam Rex Carlo. When Jai Ja falls to Horakta egg, Sul Garlestina Bliana Ama, Evloj and a mask, falls to Hori at Hadloni Engi door. Erawarshin, when Lord Ama at a fein all she Garlesta Ama Komai. Talista Umland and the Lord at a Erngarlest airfoil against Eve and Tarakta Sponkai E. Fograhar Naburturi, a charmana specialty, Erentrohadilla. Den vi shop an Araclan Nashunten Nigeliga and Hive Yark in Gidor and in Aljev. Going Duish Kistje the Shart Milaje Eurolish and 3 gradam. Tekere can agri at the Ur Kappa con plana na Changa a Olvu the Valche service guilt. Tare's process irritus a dagri forest Nigeliga Ernamalov. Le glor Naguach Kappa Erin process a Malahun and all. Leshin Capuchan shot and the Belcha a Athnahi Marsh Valla service guilted it. Fajor Hanish of a Ranfharcha, so process Planala Changa, Tetrevsha Suis the Gav Leon and Ishig Nikana Griachti, Igorlish na Pobbles na Belcha, con Planana Changa a Ovu, a Ho Leanan na Critter Planala Changa, August na Planana Changa Ray Bromford Status Offigul. Mar Walcha service guilty in a Balcha Igeru and Froshes. August Tabauta and Tauri, Fiha Fias a Shade, the Scheme the Brentisha, Fogarha Egudras the guilty, August Ata and Tudras Eglacula Hiratus and Nish. The Oskion Kahara Scholar Apprentisha, the Lua Nismona Ye, Vili Euro Erfoil and Own Agriot, Contacu Ladini, Garmian Localiot the Winchama. Takian and Skim, Scholar Acta, the Frantishi, Lahira Hori Gil, Tukta, Awagelega Leafa Aku, August Ahoran, Akoran, Sheera Gomus, Kaliak the Winchama, Yondan the Kerjana, Ahanta, is to tell you allish, free Skim the Brantisha, Erfoil, Erhiv, Udrusni Gil Tukta. Shin Mahodshe Eligolier, Slanagus Banakt.
And the weather mostly dry today with sunny spells, light to moderate west to northwest winds. Tonight will be mostly dry with a mix of cloud and clear spells, lowest temperatures of 11 to 14 degrees with light and variable winds. Mostly dry but cloudy, clear into brighter spells during the afternoon. Tomorrow, highest temperatures of 15 to 18 degrees with light to moderate north to northwest winds. A look back at today's main stories. An emergency sitting of the Dáil has voted to extend temporary excise cuts on petrol and diesel by 104 votes to 49. The reductions will be phased out with the duty returning to its original rate between the beginning of November and the end of February. The current cut amounts to 32 cents a litre on diesel, 27 cents on petrol and more than 7 cents on green diesel. Taoiseach and Finance Minister Simon Harris says the government is continuing to monitor the situation closely. Speaking during the special Dáil sitting, Donegal TD and Sinn Féin Finance spokesperson Piers Doherty says this is essentially just a delaying tactic, while 100% redress leader Charles Ward hit out at the government's record on energy during the sitting. The number of adults registered as homeless in Donegal fell in July compared to the month prior. New figures from the Department of Housing show 42 adults were recorded as homeless in the county at the end of July, two fewer than the previous month. Across the northwest, 177 adults were accessing emergency accommodation, an increase of 3.5% on June. The number of homeless families in the region fell by 1 to 33, while the number of children in emergency accommodation dropped by 6 to 62. Future Energy has announced plans to develop a battery energy storage facility in East Donegal. The Letchermore Energy Storage Project is located within the townlands of Letchermore and Ochilly, west of Drumkeen. Future Energy Ireland is a wind energy developer established in 2021 as a standalone joint venture between Kilcha and the ESB. And there were multiple incidents for police to deal with in Derry last night. Police seized an e-scooter which was being driven ridden illegally in the city, while elsewhere two police officers have been injured after their police vehicle was rammed by a car in the Rosnagallia area. The armed support unit was called to the scene to apprehend the vehicle. A 23-year-old man was subsequently arrested on suspicion of a number of offences, including attempted grievous bodily harm with intent, dangerous driving, driving while disqualified, failing to stop for police, and possessing a Class A controlled drug. He remains in custody. Police are also appealing for information following the attempted theft of a car in the Waterside area last night. And that's all for the newsroom for now. We'll be back with news once again at 7 o'clock. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, August the 28th. The death has occurred of Des Corley, Glebe, Donegal Town, formerly of Clarna, Maharaney, Smithborough, County Monaghan. Des's remains will be reposing at Chirconnell Funeral Home, Drumroosk, Donegal Town tomorrow from 2pm until 8pm. Funeral on Sunday at 2pm in St Patrick's Church, Donegal Town. Mass can be viewed on mcn.live. Burial afterwards in Clare Cemetery, Donegal Town. Family flowers only please, donations in lieu, if desired, to the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland. House private to family, neighbours and close friends please, house strictly private on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Enda Bonner, Dunlow, reposing at his home in Dromahol, Manor Cunningham tomorrow, with house private to family only please. Removal to McGlynn's Funeral Parlour, Dunlow, on Sunday, with wake on Sunday from 4pm until 8pm, and again on Monday from 3pm until 8pm, with rosary at 8pm on both nights. Requiem Mass in St Cronus Church, Dunlow, at 12pm on Tuesday, with burial in Dunlow Cemetery. The death has occurred of Mary Doherty, Nae O'Neill, Clareview, the Quay, Westport, County Mayo, and formerly Enniscrone, County Sligo. Arriving to Our Lady of Lourdes Church, Inch Island, Donegal, for vigil prayers at 9pm tonight. Funeral Mass for Mary will be celebrated at 11am tomorrow morning, with burial afterwards in Our Lady of Lourdes Cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed on the Fawn Parish YouTube channel. The death has occurred of Teresa McLaughlin, Neil Larkin, Gráinne, Carrick, Carndonna. Teresa's remains will repose at our home today with rosary nightly at 9pm, followed by family time until 12 noon. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 10:20 for 11am funeral mass in Sacred Heart Church, Carndonna, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed live on carndonnaparish.com. The family home is private on the morning of the funeral, please. Family flowers only please, donations in lieu, if desired, to the Patients' Comfort Fund, Carndonna Community Hospital, care of any family member or Eamon McLaughlin Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Agnes Carroll, Nae McFadden, Jim Pat, Roscad Creasla, reposing at her late residence until rosary at 9pm tonight, and again tomorrow from 12 noon until rosary at 9. House private please after the rosary and on the morning of the funeral. Funeral mass in St Michael's Church, Creasla, on Sunday morning at 11, with burial afterwards in Doe Cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed live on mcn.live. Family flowers only please, donations in lieu, if desired, to the Lakehouse Comfort Fund, care of any family member, or James Harkin Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Michael Keane, 1 Meadowbank Park, Letterkenny, formerly of Mulrani, County Mayo. Michael's remains are reposing at his late residence until after the rosary at 9pm tonight. Family time after the rosary, please. Funeral from there tomorrow at 10:30am going to St Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, for 11am Requiem Mass, which can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Interment afterwards in Conwell Cemetery, Letterkenny. Family flowers only, please. Family time before the funeral tomorrow. The death has taken place of Patrick McGrory, Coventry, and Sheshkin Arone, formerly of Tunban Fanad. His remains will be reposing at McGlynn's funeral home today until 8pm and tomorrow from 4pm until 8pm. Patrick's remains will return to his home in Sheshkin Arone following the rosary tomorrow evening, where the house will remain private until the funeral mass, which will take place on Sunday at 1pm in St Cronus Church, Dunlow, followed by interment in Mahery Cemetery. The funeral can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Percy Diver, Rectory Road, Remelton. Percy's remains are reposing at his home until 10pm tonight. Funeral tomorrow with committal service at the graveside in Kilmacrenan Church of Ireland Cemetery Burial Ground at 12 noon. Family time please before the funeral tomorrow. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.